It's 9:14 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where radio comes alive. We checked out Bow Wow and T-Pain with Out of My System. Oh my goodness, I've got good memories right there.
Absolutely.
Where you just sing your heart out.
Mm-hmm. It was like a little bit of a comforting song also when you're going through a little bit of
it. Is. Still is, dude. Mm-hmm. We checked out Master KG and Loshin and Mashudu, by the way, now fitting out with Hamba. Thank you so much for choosing us. Now, Shikwan, your favorite genre in the whole wide world.
Mm-hmm.
Your I must say, your favorite genre.
Absolutely.
Because every day you tell us that as a Marubian, you are basically Kwekwe Kovab at this point.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have to say this. Over the weekend, I did notice. Wait, I need to find my Facebook first.
Okay.
So over the weekend, I did notice that there was a festival or something like that. Was it an Ocho?
I'm not so sure. I
think it's an Ocho. But they were launching a new shirt.
A shirt?
Yes.
Okay. Like a Damaranama shirt.
Yeah, it's like a Ngukweb.
Oh, Ngukweb. Yeah, Ngukweb.
Shirt launch in Ocho over the weekend.
Nice.
What I want to say is, first of all, I love how my beautiful Damara people are embracing their culture. It's just really beautiful. But then also, why did none of y'all tell me that Damara men are so beautiful? Yo!
We've been telling you guys, Majela, check what's if was in Jele.
What?
Jele, check. Only in 2023 you are checking us now. Come on, sir.
I saw someone.
Yeah. And his face value.
Oh my god! Future husband, I'm sorry, honey, I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness, we're talking about Magaisa.
Yes.
And Shekwan, the next Magaisa Star Search has been launched.
Okay.
And I mean, we figured seeing that it's your favorite genre, you might as well just get it from the horse's mouth.
That's a belief. I'm here for it.
Yeah. Yes. We've got Osi Stella to tell us everything that we need to know. Osi Stella.
Hi, how are you guys?
We are great. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Shekwan?
Now, I have to say this. Okay, so please forgive me.
Go ahead.
Stella, no, I have to do this for you quickly. Bada komaruru. Hey, koma shete. Ama wele. Hey, wa maruru. Oh, yeah, man. Stella and I actually from the same village.
Oh, you guys are actually from the same
village. Yes, we are.
Oh, that is amazing, actually. Osi Stella, you see, I did tell you, Mosa, that you have a fan here, Mosa Hoba.
Yes.
Yep, I know. She must be a homegirl from Omaruru.
Yeah, she must be
from the hometown.
Mm. Now, Stella, let's get into it. Let's talk about the next Magaisa Star Search. Give us a brief background, pardon me, of the next Magaisa Star Search, and also perhaps also give us the names of the champions of the previous two editions so far, because I know you guys had two editions so far.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, next Magaisa Star Search we are now working on the third season.
Okay.
We had two first seasons, but the next Magaisa Star Search, it's about the genre. It's more about the genre. More about the uniqueness or something that we can call our very own, a Namibian genre, something from the motherland. The mastermind behind the whole search is Steven Alvin Naruse, the producer of Yalwicha Music Productions and the founder of Yalwicha Music Productions, and also the founder of Magaisa, should I say, because I know that he is the mastermind or the producer behind the king of Magaisa that is Fura.
Mm.
So he is the producer that founded all those people. It's Fura, Rafael Entele, Stanley, Georgie, the first Magaisa group was founded by him, and we were all under the Yalwicha Music Productions table.
Mm.
He came up with this idea. I think it's for three reasons, actually. The main reason is Namibia currently is rated with the country with no genre when it comes to music.
Uh-huh.
Artistically, Namibia is rated at the country with no genre. Because we do have genres like Magaisa or Virishe, but unfortunately, these genres it's not really recognized beyond Namibian borders.
Mm.
Yeah, or people don't really go out beyond the borders, or when there are invitations, these genres normally just are just for the country itself. We know it here, but beyond the borders, it's not recognized or it's not popular. So that's one of the main reasons. The second reason is the Magwaza genres, the years when it started, I think it was founded in 2002 going to 2003. It was a very strong and popular genre. We used to see Magwaza at like all the beautiful events or big events.
Yeah,
but now currently where it's at, it's there, but you will not see most of the time the Magwaza genre is just limited. You will find most of the Magwaza artists just at Damara Nama or just at some Damara cultural events, or maybe they are performing there. When there are big performances, big stages, you don't see the Magwaza artists there. So that's why he's trying to work on the genre to just bring it back. And then thirdly, there is a difference between a genre and then
the actual culture, the tribe. Okay.
Yeah, the tribe. So people need to understand that Magwaza is a genre and music is for everybody.
Absolutely. I think, you know, now that you even mentioned that, I think I personally was also going to ask you, actually, if the next Magwaza Star Search is strictly only for our Damara and Nama artists.
Nope. You mean it's for everybody, but that's certain beat or a sound that makes it Magwaza needs to be there. It's the same like we have Kwaito.
Yeah.
Kwaito is a South African thing, you know.
Absolutely.
We have the Amapiano. But our people is also singing to this. We are also listening to this music. Sometimes we'll sit there listening to, let me say, maybe if we take one of the South African artists, maybe Kwaito, let's say Mandosa. We dance to the song, but we don't understand the lyrics or whatsoever what he's saying. But we also have our own Kwaito artist in Namibia. So that's where the genre comes in. It's the genre, the sound that you hear.
Oh, okay, okay.
So Magwaza is the sound.
Magwaza is the sound.
Fortunately, it is the sound is it came from Trace, and Trace is a Damara Nama
phrase. What does it mean?
Lullaby song, Magwaza. I know that Ma is the it's from the word mother, but Magwaza comes from the word Trace. So Trace was already there. It's from the old folk songs of the Damara Namara.
From the old,
Nama Damara people. So from the old folks. He just maybe added a unique sound just to modernize it a little bit.
Yeah.
And then he changed from that, from the Magwaza, he just added the word Ma in front. So Ma means it's a music that I've learned from my mother.
From my mother.
Yeah, that's the lullabies for their kids.
Oh, okay. You know? I would have never known this.
Yeah, it's music that he grew up listening to as a child.
Okay, okay. So now, you know what? NSK mentioned a little bit earlier on that you're obviously about to get right into the third season.
Yeah.
And obviously, that's quite major. That's commendable. But we also understand that having competitions like this can also be a little bit challenging at times. What would you say are some of the challenges that come to mind right now that the next Magwaza Star Search has probably even faced when you actually started this whole Star Search?
Okay, just like one of the questions that you asked me now, when people heard about the next Magwaza Star Search, they were confused, thought that this was only for the Damara Nama people. Of course, 80% of the Magwaza must be Damara Nama. It just gives you the whole parcel if you add a little bit of Damara to it. But it's open for everybody. So that was one of the challenging things that we had throughout the competition. People thinking that, no, we are trying to separate music. We are not trying to separate. We are just working on the genre itself. And then, secondly, obviously, it's the sponsors. Okay, for this year, we've got, we already partnered with NBC, National Theatre of Namibia, the Art Council of Namibia, and they want to partner for 3 years.
Okay.
Last season we partnered with Ames for last season only. We partnered with Ames, and then the first season, I remember that the Arts Council also sponsored. It was like 30,000. But to do something this big with 13 episodes that need to run on NBC television, like every Saturday, that airs every Saturday, the budget is very big. It's round about it's between 1.2 million, between just 1.1, 1.2 almost.
Especially if you want quality,
Yeah, especially if you want quality. So it's a huge amount of money. And then if you do something from the ground to get sponsors in, and like with the first answer that I just gave you, that some of the companies thought that maybe this is a tribal thing. No, it's not. We are working on the genre.
On the genre,
and
the
we
sound.
Are trying to improve the, we are trying to improve the Namibian music, and also for the artists to start respect the genre more. That's why you will see that whenever we do this, we try to keep it away from the normal way that we do shows. We have something like a glitz and glamour. We have people sitting on tables. We are trying to work just strictly on the genre.
Okay.
And polishing it.
I mean, our sister, I think that is very much clear, and we really appreciate it. Let's talk about the artists now. What do potentials need to do to partake or compete in this year's edition of the next Magaisa Star Search? Do we need to send in a video? Do we need to, is there audition date or what is the story, Osi?
No, what you do is the way you audition is you send in a video of yourself singing to any Magaisa song. It can, the beat behind can be Magaisa. And what you do is you sing to it. You must be over the age of 18.
Okay.
And it's open for any Namibian. You have to be Namibian to enter into the competition. The video must not be longer than 1 to 2 minutes, and it must be, you must record it into landscape format.
All right. No, okay. I think that's very much a clear. Osi Stella, please say hi to the legendary Stephen
Naruse
Verbicha Mizu Productions.
Most.
And we wish you all the best, and we're going to keep an eye on the next Magaisa Star Search. Fresh FM wishes you all the best, Osi.
No, absolutely. You guys are doing an amazing job, and thank you, please, for for remembering some of us that really love the genre. I've got to remember, she didn't know.
All right, bye, Stella.
I wish I could have been in studio with you guys.
Exactly.
I'm home, so I had to do it like telephonically, but much appreciated.
All right, cool.
And
thank
you. Hope that you guys are going to like, share, and promote also.
Always,
as well,
always.
We are in the World Cup with you. Don't worry. On the Sam.
On all the platforms.
All right, cool. Thank you so much, Osi Stella.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Where are you going in such a hurry?
I'm on my way to Old Mitchell to